AircheckDownloads.com.
This is Jazz FM.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Joanna Shin, Independent Radio News.
You're listening in color.
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 This is Jazz FM.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome the real Greg Edwards.
Yeah, hi, and a big thank you to Sarah Ward, too. That little thing in the news, push it up against a man. Found out it was a twiglet. The rapper's name was Tiny. Hello, how in the world are you doing? Here I am, you and me, all the way through until 1 a.m.
Go for it. Winston Morrison on Jazz FM, and I think I'll stay with it. Before that, Ray Barreto, The Old Castle, La Cuna, the album. Remember, great album. Out on CD, that particular track is part of a CD called Digging Deeper. And that's on there. Hey, pretty good. Nice to hear it. Some nice new things on the show for you this evening. Another track from Omar's brand new album. You're going to hear that later. Paul Hardcastle has got a compilation album out of some of his best stuff. You're going to hear something from him. Sean Escoffi. You never heard of him. You will. How about Portrait? Never heard of them. You will. Stay tuned. Jazz FM with me, Greg Edwards. On the bridge. Jazz, funk, and soul. The music of your life.
That's 0800-957-0067.
Jazz FM with Greg Edwards.
Getting down and getting funky on Jazz FM. On the bridge with me, Greg Edwards. That's Melody de Bango. New Bells from way back when, about 1972. You won't hear that on the Dave Cos Radio Show tomorrow morning. No way! Dave Cos Radio Show here on Jazz FM tomorrow between 8 and 10. Dave's special in the studio guests will be smooth jazz saxophonist Richard Elliott. And Dave will also be playing great smooth jazz from Joyce Kulin, Grant Gissman, the Jazz Masters, and Chuck Loeb, as well as those soul classics from people like Bill Withers, Anita Baker, and she whose false boob exploded, Miss Toni Braxton. So, can't get her into the studio, so he's going to play her records tomorrow. Dave Cos Radio Show, 8 till 10, only on Jazz FM, tomorrow morning. Now, here's Herbie Hancock. Herbie, just around the corner from that album with the Flamingos. Yeah, pretty stuff. Hi, how you doing? You're on the bridge. It's Jazz FM. I'm Greg Edwards, and this is Omar.
Do, 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 do.
Don't you just love it? In the background, that music. Yeah, those made for British home entertainment movies from the 60s and 70s. Ladies in tight-fitting hot pants, big hats. Walking across the tarmac to airplanes that's going to take them away to exotic climes. Like the Costa Blanca in Spain. Sylvester. that's Omar from his album Best by Far, and it's called Celeste. And I think Bird Bacharach wrote that. Stick with me. I will make your life happy. I got sunshine for you in your life.
Thank you. And now on guitar, put your hands together for the one, the only, Mr. David Bailey.
From Hair Candy, out now.
Hey, baby, don't move. This is a twiglet. Jazz FM, you're on the bridge with me, Greg Edwards. Charles Erland has got an anthology album, double CD of some of his great stuff through Soul Brother Records. Here's one of those tracks you know and love. Let the music play. Go, baby.
Charles Allen, Let the Music Play, anthology album out on Soul Brother Records, double CD. So you got 32 tracks on that week. Go get it. The man is no longer with us. He passed on earlier on this year. Jazz FM, you're on the bridge with me, Greg Edwards. Cast your mind back. Put a name to 19 Rainforest. Of course, the first thing that comes to your mind is a guy called Paul Hardcastle. Now, years and years ago, I used to make sure I heard everything that he did, basically. He was always there. I used to play his music on my radio programs. And then suddenly, I never heard anything about Paul Hardcastle again. He used to write things for the BBC. You'd hear his music on the holiday program and stuff like that. But nobody has ever sent me a Paul Hardcastle record. No matter what. I heard that he had records released, but I never got any. According to this thing, which is the greatest hits, which has just been released. Let me tell you, there's been the Jazz Masters 1, the Jazz Masters 2, the Jazz Masters 3. Another album called Cover to Cover. Then there was Hardcastle 1, Hardcastle 2. And the last album I heard from Paul Hardcastle was Kiss the Sky. Okay, so maybe the reason why you haven't heard anything from Paul Hardcastle, even though he's had all these albums out, is because he and his record company never found it necessary to send it to people like me who would play his music. So, from knowing you as a young man, Paul, through all the success that you've had and whatever else you're doing now, what an idiot you have been. Complete and total ninny. Anyway, New Note, which is the record company that's distributing his record, has sent me Jazz Masters, The Greatest Hits by Paul Hardcastle. This track I really like. Jazz FM, on the bridge with me, Greg Edwards. That's Paul Hardcastle from an album he's got called The Greatest Hits of Jazz Masters. The phones were alight. Yeah, what's ever happened to Paul Hardcastle? Where has he been? What's he been doing? Like I said, you know, he released all these albums, which none of us know anything about. And he might have released them in the States. I'm sure his record company's going to be on to me.
Well, yeah, he's very popular in the States, isn't he?
Well done, Paul. It says on the back of the album, Paul Hardcastle voted Billboard's best British contemporary jazz artist of 1999. So you see, yeah. Nobody ever told us because nobody sent us the record. Yes, I know that Steve Quirk interviewed him last week sometime. But like I said, you know, he's a local lad, and he's a very brilliant man. Why is he hiding? Why couldn't he get his stuff out there and get it to us?
Aircheckdownloads.com.